story, continuation of the previous one, the echo bubble. But positive step from there. And if we can echo truth and reality and good solutions, then it works, but anyway, something there about the that we, grassroots people, can wake up and become good. But if the top ones up there are not qualified, if they just came to power after flirting with people through election campaigns, using the right styling and PR, agencies and when the going gets tough, they fail, simply fail. And it is such failure we see all over today, here and there. Mainly in Europe and the big empire, which all of its signals the final chapter in such empire, colonial empire, which is what we are seeing now. It's as simple as that. And the echo bubble, if what's echoing around there and shaping the world in the minds of everyone in the bubble, if it is a falsity, an illusion, something just constructed, fake, not have any foundation in Dharma, the way in nature, the nature of nature, the way things work, then poof, it's going to just go poof after a while. Fortunately, truth prevails. But still, and we are seeing it right now, I say, that such echo bubbles can cause a lot of harm, can cause war and destruction, and keep them going, can uphold illusions. Such as the old standard illusion of we are the strong and good ones, these others are weak. And if we kill them, defeat them, then goodness will prevail and rule, meaning us. You know, us that you vote for.